Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
We'll see. Pipe down, because I think Bow Wow might have it. We're going to see.
What is up? What's good? Welcome back to another episode of DX Daily. This podcast is brought to you by Hip Hop DX, and it's where we keep you updated on everything that's happening in hip hop music culture. I am one of your lovely hosts, Asia Sky.
And I'm your other lovely host, A-Dub.
Yes, it is Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday.
And we got updates.
A lot of them.
All right. Mariah Carey has responded to claims that she had a falling out with Jay-Z and left Roc Nation management. Cam'ron's alleged crazy stalker neighbor is back on the loose.
Watch out now.
We have some super talented female rappers joining the cast of Love & Hip Hop. I'm talking Renny Rucci, Young Baby Tate, and more. Soulja Boy and Bow Wow are still going at it over this versus battle. They've been roasting each other and they turning it up a notch. We also have a potential new DMX album, and Teyana Taylor has been named the sexiest woman alive by Maxim magazine.
Ooh, let's get into it.
Let's get down to it. Okay, so Mariah Carey, she said, y'all not about to come out here and lie on me.
Period. She says, we're not having that. 2021, it's not going down. She, of course, you know, Mariah Carey's been in the news due to a supposed news story from The Sun posted that Mariah Carey and Jay-Z had got into it and that she had left Roc Nation. So she took to Twitter to respond to all of that. And in the tweet, she said, the only explosive situation I'd ever get into with Hove is a creative tangent, such as our number one song, Heartbreaker. She wrote alongside the video clip of the Heartbreaker music video. And she said, to the people who make up these lies, I say poof, vamoos, son of a bleep. So...
and that's just that. There's nothing left to say. And, you know, when I heard the story initially, it all came from a source. I'm putting air quotes around the word source if you can't see me. But there was no really tangible proof or anything that people could go off of other than the fact that she was removed from the Roc Nation website.
So, right.
So I get that would raise eyebrows, but you can't just concoct a whole story around that.
Right. So it's kind of interesting to try to put that out there that it was this big explosive thing or whatever, but
well, there it is.
In other Mariah Carey news, they're saying that she's working on a R&B influenced album and she may be going on another world tour this year. And yeah, and according to herself, it just sounds like business, although she didn't confirm nor deny the Roc Nation split, though.
Right. She said they didn't get into an explosive meeting. That doesn't mean they didn't have a meeting and split up.
Right.
But she's just saying that it wasn't explosive. So we'll see if they really did split up next time the album or a song comes out and we see the credits of that. Willing to get our answer.
Right.
Now on to Cam'ron, because his situation could potentially be explosive.
Yeah, Cam'ron has been going at it with this crazy neighbor of his for like some months now. And I guess she's came back and she's making a pop up and she tried to break into his apartment unit.
Return of the stalker. Return of the stalker.
Yeah, he posted a video clip and it gets kind of intense. She's like banging on the door. She somehow opens the door after they kind of like lock it. And it's kind of weird. So in the caption, he wrote, it's too early for this ish. This my fault. I've been naming the situation the neighbor. And now this B really thinks we are in a sitcom. I've been gone for a month, so I thought ish was cool. My bro, nowwhat.com, came to check me and didn't know what 19C looked like. He thought she was just someone who lived on my floor. And then he goes on to say, when I opened the door, she tried to breach the crib. I grabbed my phone to record. I have a plethora of evidence. And she said, he said to all my friends and family, if you come see me, make sure no one is lurking in the elevator or hallway. I did all I can to not go to the police, but now it's getting physical.
This is scary, honestly. Okay, I get it at first. People were laughing and he was recording her on video and it was all fun and games. But like now it's getting to a point where, like he said, authorities may have to get involved because you're not going to keep popping up at someone's house unwanted and them just be cool with it or them just keep on laughing and recording it for Instagram. Like at a certain point, it's going to be like, okay, stop now.
But a lot of people are thinking maybe this is starting to look very staged. Of how it keeps on going on. And I think like another video she had posted like all these sticky notes on his Audi and doing all these other stuff. And a lot of people were just being like, okay, now it's becoming to get too much if it is staged. But if it's not staged, then yeah, you should do something about this lady because now it's getting crazy.
Right. And as far as the sticky notes and everything continuing to escalate, I think that's a sign that it's probably not staged because no one's going to inconvenience themselves in that major way like that on purpose, like to put all those notes on somebody's car or stuff like that. Like, and I can see from her perspective, she probably feels like she's getting Cameron's attention, which she wants. And on top of that, she's getting social media attention from it. People are talking about this. Media outlets are discussing it. She's going to continue to do it.
That's true. You're right. So it is kind of interesting and just crazy that keeps going on. And I don't know. Hopefully he does something about it if this woman is crazy. But if it is staged, it's like, okay, now we get it. It's good now.
Why do people always think everything is staged and for attention, though? That's
social
media.
It is what it is. A whole facade, theater of the mind. Want to get trending, talked about.
True. I get that. Yeah. People's trust is on zero now. They think everything's staged. Everything's a rollout. Everything's for the public eye.
Right. Exactly.
Speaking of being in the public eye, now Love & Hip Hop Atlanta is about to get some new cast members. One Renny Rucci and Young Baby Tate, which are two up-and-coming female rappers that are doing the damn thing, if I may say so myself. They will be joining the cast.
Yep, Love & Hip Hop is going to return. It's been on hiatus due to pandemic. Hello. And yeah, like you said, there's going to be three new faces. You mentioned Renny Rucci. You mentioned Young Baby Tate. But also, Amaretta the Great. She's going to be on the show.
Girl! Yeah. Yes, Amaretta. Oh my goodness. Congratulations.
It's so interesting because she was trending for the whole Little Baby situation when she got on one of his... What song was she on the remix? Well, she put her own version out, too. One of Lil Baby's songs.
She put out a freestyle to Lil Baby's On Me. Mm-hmm. And when Lil Baby said, what female rapper should I have on the remix? Everybody was saying Amaretta the Great. He went with Megan Thee Stallion. Amaretta gave her 2 cents on it, said her piece, and just moved on and kept on grinding, kept doing her thing. And now she's about to be on Love & Hip Hop.
I think that's dope for her.
Oh, and I seen that also being added to the Love & Hip Hop Atlanta cast. They brought some of the New York people down. They imported them to the A for Love & Hip Hop Atlanta.
Yeah, they bringing down Yandy and then her husband, Mendeecees. They're originally from the New York Love & Hip Hop, but now they relocate to Atlanta. So, of course, they're going to be on the Atlanta Love & Hip Hop.
Okay. All right, new season. I might have to take a gander at a few episodes.
Yeah, I might have to watch this, too, and see what they're talking about.
Yes. Now let's talk about watching Soulja Boy and Bow Wow go back and forth because it's been so entertaining, man. The way that they've been hyping up this versus battle and just being able to sell it by going back and forth with each other has been truly entertaining and amazing to watch.
Yeah, even though no date has been confirmed yet for this Soulja Boy and Bow Wow versus battle, they still keep going at it, you know, taking shots at each other, all these claims. The most recent one is that Bow Wow had called out Soulja Boy for his hairline. They posted a picture with him in his braids, and there's a lack of a hairline to be technical, but there's that. And then Soulja Boy came back with their net worth. And so Soulja Boy, he showed that his net worth was 30 mil and Bow Wow's net worth being 1.5 mil.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. Wow.
He said, damn, Shad Moss, I'm up 28 M's on you, little peewee. You worried about haircuts? Get your money up.
Bag talk. We love it. I told you, man. Soulja Boy, I got my money on him. He just knows how to bring that different energy. Like, he's going to roast Bow Wow to hell.
Yeah.
He's going to come in and talk about how he started everything, how he invented everything. Mm-hmm. And he's going to have the receipts to back it up and prove it. And plus, he got the songs that we love and the dances we remember. People going to be cranking at Soulja Boy during the battle. I'm telling you, Big Draco got this in the bag.
We'll see. Pipe down, because I think Bow Wow might have it. We're going to see.
But this is definitely going to be a fun versus battle.
For sure.
Speaking of fun, I had fun listening to DMX's posthumous album, yeah. Exodus, but some people had a lot of criticisms for it, some critiques. But allegedly, there's going to be another album coming right after this one, a gospel album even.
Mm-hmm. So for the people who didn't like DMX's album, you can maybe get a rumored gospel album from DMX. They're saying that this project is supposedly being shopped around to labels. As of Monday, they posted about it. So I guess we'll see with that. You know, DMX has always been, you know, put faith into his lyrics. So him having a gospel album isn't really a surprise. But will it actually come out into fruition? We will see.
Yeah, I know Swiss Beatz is probably tired from this first album run. Mm-hmm. That's got to be exhausting, having your friend pass away and still having to press on and go through these emotional interviews where they're asking you all these questions about him, still try and put the body of work together all while you're dealing with the emotions of losing someone. Mm-hmm. I know that has probably been hard on Swiss. So does he want to go through that again? Not sure.
Right. So like we said, we'll see if we get this gospel album from DMX, but I don't know. I wouldn't hold the breath because he just put something out. So give us some time.
Yeah, we'll mm-hmm. see. But I do hope something else, another project comes along. It doesn't have to be soon for me, but I would like to hear more. I'm sure DMX had more music in the cut, in mm-hmm. the tuck. So I would like it to happen. Don't know if it's going to happen, but we will see.
For sure.
Now, lastly, let's talk about Teyana Taylor. Congratulations are in order for her. She has been crowned Maxim's sexiest woman alive, the first ever Black woman to do it. And this is happening in the year 2021.
That's crazy to me, because I would have thought maybe Halle Berry would have been.
Vanessa Williams,
yeah.
Somebody back in the day. But no, Teyana Taylor is the first and only Black woman to have gotten this title. And she's big excited about it. She's big happy. Did you see what she posted on Instagram?
I did. She has said, "Somebody pinch me. Maxim Hot 100 to be named the sexiest woman alive by literally living in the skin I'm in."
Woo.
Amazing. She says, "Wow, stepping back in front of the lens has been a journey of self-reflection and self-confidence. Living up to the name and title of this shoot wholeheartedly made me nervous."
Yes. Mm-hmm. And the interesting story behind it was, so Teyana Taylor said she dropped off her daughter at school. She pulled up to the shoot, sweatpants, beanie on, you know, typical Teyana gear when mm-hmm. she's chilling. And the photographer told her, "Actually, you know what? We like that look. Don't get glammed up. Just be you. Be toned down, whatever you are." And she was like, "So let me understand this. I will be the sexiest woman alive in sweats and a Scully?"
Come on.
She said, "As confused as I was, my heart almost melted. Embrace and love yourselves for who and what you are, because only the purest heart shines through. Thank you, Maxim Magazine. I am truly honored to have graced the cover."
Come on, Teyana Taylor. Congratulations.
Mic drop. I love it. She deserves it. She's mm-hmm. so creative. She's so confident, loving the skin she's in. Like, I just feel like this was perfect.
Yeah, and for her to say a couple months ago she was retired or going to stop making music and focus more on, you know, creative input and other business ventures, and she's still gaining recognition, and it's dope to see that. And, of course, her being the first Black woman to be named Sexiest Woman Alive, that's amazing. Incredible.
Trailblazing. We love it. That's going to conclude today's episode of DX Daily. As always, subscribe to this podcast on all platforms, especially Spotify. You know, follow us up there if you want to win this prize pack bundle courtesy of Bleacher Report. We got 4 different shirts for you. They're all hip hop meets sports. Joey Badass Brooklyn Nets shirt, Denzel Curry Miami Heat jersey, and 2 Nas 25th anniversary Illmatic shirts. Who don't want that? So make sure you subscribe to DX Daily and subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is Hip Hop DX.
And be sure to follow us on all of our social medias, like our Instagram and our Twitter at Hip Hop DX.
Yes, you can follow our social media as well. At Asia Sky is what I am on everything.
And I'm at A-Dub on everything too.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow with more daily news.
See ya.